This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
All right, you are in loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Let's go around the NFL now, and some things are moving and shaking right at this moment. It's funny, you think of this week in some spaces as a week where not a lot is happening, right? There's not a lot of active sports going on. Obviously now you have some more summer sports going, MLS, WNBA.
Right.
I don't know if that you could consider those like in big in the larger sphere of things, although shout out to those sports, you know, All-Star break. You get the ESPYs, but things are happening news-wise, and something that just popped up as well. Dallas County judge just sentenced wide receiver for the Chiefs, Rashee Rice, to 5-year probation and 30 days of jail time that can be served during those 5 years, stemming from his role in the multi-car crash that happened in Dallas last offseason, when he and a friend of his were in some rented cars flying up and down a highway in the middle of daylight. Like, if you're going to be doing like this drag racing type stuff on the highway, you'd imagine you do it at night. No, he did it in the middle of the day. Thankfully, no one was hurt, but he will get 5 years of probation and 30 days of jail time. I don't know exactly how it'll be served. Yeah, but now that judge has ruled that, Schefter at least is thinking that the NFL can expedite its disciplinary process. What kind of discipline are you expecting from Rashee Rice from this?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Because the legal system is not going to keep him from being able to play football.
Right.
This was something that was hanging over the Chiefs, especially because Rashee Rice is the one wide receiver on their team that feels like he can be foundational and help them do something major. Everybody else feels like they're attached to what he can do and maybe what Andy Reid can scheme up.
Yeah.
He feels like he's somebody that can unlock some things. However, how long could they possibly maybe be missing him, especially, well, now the legal system is not going to keep him out.
That's where I'm going. The legal system has already ruled, and he did it, you know, or at least they reached an agreement to where he filed some sort of, agreement or whatever he's going to do, to the 5 years of probation, 30 days in jail. So they have to do something.
Yeah, and I imagine if they wanted
to suspend him.
I wonder what the suspension looks like.
Yeah.
Though. Is it like a game or two?
Man.
That's the tough thing. We can't do the thing where we go, is this congruent with this other crime, quote unquote, and the way that the NFL, you know, suspends off of that? Because as we know, there's not often good ratios from one to another.
I could see 3 games.
You could see something that high, huh?
I could see 3 games. That was very reckless. I say convicted, whatever you want to call it. You know, the determination in the legal system has already been made. He's going to be on probation. He's going to go do jail time. You cannot ignore that if you're the NFL.
I was going to say 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say like a
I think 3
4.
Games. Yeah, 3 or 4.
Yeah, maybe they might set the number a little high and knock it down to 4.
Yeah.
Maybe I just think the NFL's soft now. Like, I feel like the NFL.
You don't think nothing?
I think he get a game.
They pick their spots though. Sometimes they come across hard, and sometimes they're
that's the tough thing about the NFL.
Yeah.
You have no idea what the criteria is.
How they come up with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some other things that are happening around the NFL, as I said, a developing story kind of day. we've been watching this space where there is seemingly a pseudo or maybe it's just a real labor battle happening in front of us in the National Football League as it regards to guaranteed money for second round players. And the first second rounder to be signed out of this 2025 draft was our very own Jaden Higgins out of Iowa State, who you know profiles to be a major factor in your offense this year for the Texans. He gets his 4 years fully guaranteed. Then very quickly after, Carson Schwechinger, the linebacker out of UCLA that was drafted to Cleveland, he gets his guarantees, and everybody else has just been sitting for months on end waiting to see what what is going to happen with their contracts. We now have two other second rounders that join them as having their contract signed. So it is the 43rd pick. I believe this happened late last night. At least we got the reporting on it. Alfred Collins, who is out of the University of Texas. Will be playing for the San Francisco 49ers. He gets a four-year, $10.3 million deal. Obviously, that is scheduled when it comes to the scale. $9 million of it guaranteed. So not fully guaranteed about mid.
Dang near.
But yeah, dang near when it comes to like 10 picks into the second round.
Yeah.
And so we also get Shamar Turner, who was the 62nd pick, way further down to Chicago, who has a deal signed per Ian Rappaport. I have not seen the numbers on that. Mm-hmm. But in my interpretation, this particular dispute that seems like it's happening between the players and the owners was how much further can we push the precedent of guaranteed money is here, right?
Yeah.
And at least what we had was 34, which is Jaden Higgins. It's not going to be as far as 43 with Alfred Collins. I think that is clear. But then it's also a gradation, right? How much percentage of your contract is guaranteed. I imagine that Shamar Turner will give us another data point, but it seems like those guys in that 34 to 40 range now have an opportunity to get, more guaranteed money and push out further and further more guys that know that their contract will be largely, if not fully guaranteed, off the jump.
That's the big point here. I think it's a win for second round players and agents because being able to get that, what is it, close to 90% of that contract?
Yeah, it'd be just under. If you want me to get an exact number, I can't get that for you.
I think I saw 88, but I didn't want to be exact necessarily because I wasn't sure. But damn near 90% of it guaranteed. And that's for the, what was it, 43rd?
87, yes.
I mean, 87.
But yeah, the 43rd overall pick, which would be the, 11th pick in the second round, if my math is correct.
So that's a win for agents and players in getting more guaranteed money.
Yeah. What is interesting, though, is this is a little bit of agents holding the line, it seems like, and obviously it would be players holding the line.
Oh, for sure it is.
Which I typically, don't think is always very easy for the NFL to do, is get a lot of guys to hold the line on some kind of endeavor they're trying to engage in. But particularly, I think also rookies coming in are not the place where I think of battles being won in labor disputes. And maybe I'm making too much of this, but that's the way I'm perceiving this. Because rookies coming in usually either don't have a lot of leverage or maybe they don't have the safety in theory that a player that has played for a while and stockpile some money would. Although I imagine that some of that is like the advent of more money coming into college
sports.
Bingo,
that's exactly where I was going to go. I think this is a sign, another sign. You know, some of the signs that we've been seeing, like, hey, when this NFL PA and NFL agreement, the collective bargaining agreement came into play, there wasn't nearly as much money coming in, whether it's digitally or, just name the source, because there's so much more money coming in to the NFL that I think the NFLPA is kind of holding the line, as you put it, because they know, hey, man, they're making so much more money now, we need to start seeing some of that. Now, it's not part of the agreement, so they have to do it in just the negotiations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh my God!
Ball scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk-off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And of course, like, yeah, you know, the CBA often happens when it comes to percentages, right? So
right,
there is a level of uptick, but, you know, what percentages are they getting? Relative is something that you want to get. But yeah, I think that is interesting, not just that the NFLPA has some level of cohesion on a smaller scale, which you imagine is a little bit easier, but two, for me, the portion of the now, you know, play, you know, union, the portion of the union mm-hmm. that I wouldn't anticipate giving that kind of lockstep, seemingly giving that, it seems like you have more, you know, I don't know, more buy-in in your group. And that would seem to bode well for the PA in going forward in labor negotiations. Yes. But at the same time, they have this massive scandal that is happening over here on this other side. We talked about Paulo Torre and Mike Florio kind of working in tandem to expose the one labor grievance that had happened that they, you know, had brought to a arbitrator about the potential of collusion amongst NFL owners. Well, a second one, a second kind of grievance ruling that has been concealed by both the NFL and PA in tandem seems to maybe give some more insight into what's happening there. And I think point more to a problem that the NFL Players Association seems to have. It seems like there was a, if you'll remember on, I believe it was the Ross Tucker podcast, J.C. Treader, who was previously the Players Association president and now serves in like a senior advisory role.
Yeah.
When he was the president, he was on Ross Tucker's podcast a couple years back, and he was talking about, you know, kind of the advent of guys faking injuries, so to say, quote unquote, wink, wink, in order to, you know, not, you know, use that as a level of leverage when it comes to, you know, negotiation with their teams, whether that's not, you know, just where they would not want to play, where they would be forced to. And this was taken to arbitration, as a lot of grievances are amongst these two sides of this collective bargained agreement. And in theory, it seems like, you know, J.C. Treader lost now with the paperwork that we saw. But this is a loss that, you know, one side, the winning side, in this instance, it'd be the NFL. You would imagine that they would put forward, that they would let get out, so that, you know, there's a level of, hey, there's precedent here. Hey, look at us. We've won, or what have you. This was also buried. And so some people are maybe hypothesizing that this side, you know, this burying maybe has something to do with the other burying of the other.
Hypothesized correctly, it seems like. Go ahead.
Yeah, the additional portion of this now is that the NFLPA has fired the arbitrator that ruled on this J.C. Treader fake injuries comment situation, Sydney Moreland. Because it is worth remembering, the arbitrators are hired and agreed on by both of these sides.
Right.
So in theory, all of these arbitration rulings, there's a little bit of a thumb on the scale now in, I guess, the idea.
In terms of who brought him up, who recommended, et cetera.
And the idea is both sides also get to decide on the arbitrator. So you would say that makes it fair, but also that means either side can decide, hey, we don't really want this guy, and that can maybe make you lose your job in a way. So it's all very interesting when you talk about the labor negotiations. But for me, what it points to is J.C. Treader at the top, and not just him, like whoever, you know, your the director, and maybe even, I don't know if it goes as far as the executive council, because sometimes it does not seem like they have all of the knowledge of what's happening here. But these agreements to work with the NFL to suppress information does not seem to benefit the players at all, at large, whether you talk about suppressing it in favor of the NFL or suppressing it in favor of the NFLPA. Not getting information to your union base seems to be bad, and I don't think that's good for a union that already has struggles fighting against its the team owners that they're up against.
And to me, that's the story. It's as simple as common sense. If they've basically hidden some significant information from the public and from some relevant people in the NFL twice now, what else are they hiding? It's common sense.
Correct. Yeah.
You know, what else are they keeping from people? And that's where it gets, you know, dicey in terms of collusion and really just transparency with the NFL and NFL fans.
Yeah. And it's crazy because, like, you could say in terms of collusion, but this actually now goes just beyond the collusion itself. If you are in an organization and the people that you trust at the top to have your best interest at heart, you're finding out that they're holding information back from you. How do you then continue to trust them to have, you know, to continue to have your best interest at heart and continue to get you the things that you need? And that's on top of all of the other issues that are already at hand with the Players Association, where, yes, from the text line, 929, the average NFL career is just over 3 years. Hard to get everyone to make sacrifices.
No, that's
especially
true.
Especially when not all players are made alike. There's some players that are, in, you know, there are superstar quarterbacks that they are in a class on their own. There are other quarterbacks who are maybe not superstars that kind of operate in a different manner. There's mm-hmm. the star players that are not quarterbacks. They operate in a different space. And then everybody else kind of operates in this different space as well, where they are, you know, they're more paycheck to paycheck mm-hmm. than anybody else of the bunch. They all have different wants. They have different needs. It's the biggest of the sports unions because there's just more players. And so you already have all of these difficulties trying to get everybody to sacrifice or pull in the same direction that all have these disparate thoughts and needs. And now at the top of this, you have to be worried about, are you working for us as all of us have different needs?
That's
are you now also considering the NFL's needs?
No. That's the story. Is like, what are you getting out of this? Why are you doing this? And why do you have other people's interests instead of ours? This is ultimately, and I'm not necessarily making a prediction here, but this ultimately could end in the entire NFLPA hierarchy being ousted, being fired. In essence, so you know, you don't have our best interests in mind. We need someone who does. You've already hidden, as I mentioned, you've already hidden a couple things. What else are you hiding? And I thought you worked for us. That's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, I'm personally very intrigued by the way that this continues to go.
Is the NFLPA in the NFL's pocket too?
That is a very, very good question to ask. I don't have a good answer, but I feel like you should probably be able to say no very quickly in the best case
scenario. But you can't.
Yeah. Some other things that are happening around the NFL. Von Miller, pass rusher.
That? He's still around.
A&M alum. He's still around. He will join the Washington Commanders on a one-year deal, according to sources. So he will join the Commanders. And I immediately thought the conversation that we had yesterday about Terry McLaurin, he got to be looking around like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you got money to bring in Von Miller, huh?
He's going to get his. I'm convinced. And this is just another example. They're doing everything they can to make that run this year. And Von Miller's not going to be super expensive. He might be, you know, he's just going to be a role player. They'll take care of theirs.
Do you like this addition for the Commanders, bringing in Von Miller? I mean, he signed that three-year deal, pretty big money with the Buffalo Bills. And, you know, the first season he got 8 sacks, but the last two he had 6. And I don't know how impactful it felt like he's been with the injuries as well. I don't know how much I do this deal, but I guess if you're just like throw in another piece to see if you add into the team and what you're trying to do there.
I think he's not just going to be a role player. He's going to be a very particular role player. And you mentioned his career. I don't have his numbers in front of me. It sounds like you do. But I thought, you know, he had that bad second year, but I thought he was okay in the moments that he played his third year, right?
I guess that's one way to look at it. And it depends on what he's ultimately getting paid. Obviously, the framework of value judgment always matters in that way. Played 13 games last year and had 6 sacks in that last season.
Like, very particular role.
Very true. All right. That's it. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's around the NFL. Appreciate you hanging out with us. We did talk about the second rounders. I mentioned that there's a couple getting signed. We're still waiting on Ariante Ursary. That is a countdown that I think begins to pique my interest and I think should begin to pique all of our interests on. Does he get a deal done now over the weekend and get himself ready to show up at NRG Park to practice with the team? Because he's a part of that group, that offensive line, where we really, really want to see all that quote-unquote competition show up. All right, coming up next here in the loop on Sports Radio 610, we were talking yesterday about Paul Skeens, and someone texted in a very interesting question that I want to put to you, Lopez, and our listenership. In order to get Paul Skeens, would you be willing to trade Yordan Alvarez? 713-572-4610. Let's have the conversation next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.